Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 24th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the week, at early dawn, the women came to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the disciples, the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe the women. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home amazed at what had happened. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God, who meets us as our Creator, Jesus Christ, our risen and living Savior, and Holy Spirit, our helper and sustainer. Amen. Today is a good day to be alive. Today is Easter Day. Today we celebrate and rejoice in the good news of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is like breathing fresh and clean air after a rainy day in Los Angeles. I can say that, right? Today is like being at the birth of a child. Today is like receiving the news that a surgery was successful. Today is like being at the anniversary of a person's recovery from an addiction. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today is a good day to be alive. Today's reading from Luke proclaims to us that Jesus isn't dead. Jesus is risen and alive. The men in the tomb, dressed in dazzling clothes, pointed out to the women who had come to the tomb that the tomb was empty when they proclaimed, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen." The women came to the tomb expecting to find a dead body, and they came to prepare the body for burial. Instead, these women received the good news that Jesus is risen. Jesus is no longer among the dead. Jesus is alive. God, through Jesus Christ, now sets the terms of life for us and for the world. Through the risen Jesus Christ, God has beaten death. Death no longer has the final say about life. And we can encounter death, stare death in the face, experience death, and know that there is more to life than death. Death can't dictate the terms of life. Death is dead. Life has prevailed over death. Life is the norm for us. Life is the context and the perspective from which we are to view death. The risen Christ gives us new life and incorporates us into God's new creation. And we can live this new life today and every day of our lives. Through the risen Jesus Christ, we can live lives filled with hope, joy, possibilities, relationships with a multitude of people, and make a difference in the world. Because of the resurrection, we know that Jesus is alive and present among us. So, a couple questions for our consideration. Think about this. In what ways have you experienced and seen the risen and living Jesus Christ in your life? In what ways have you experienced and seen new life through Jesus Christ? And I'm not expecting you to answer that, so think about that, okay? Maybe it was during prayer when you felt Christ's presence while you were praying. Maybe it was at a sunset or a sunrise or during a walk that you noticed Jesus walking beside you or around you. Maybe it was while reading the Bible or in a Bible study when the words on that page came alive and you discovered new insights about God and about yourself. Maybe it was during a hospital visit when you shared common experiences, listened to each other, and noticed Jesus there accompanying and suffering with the two of you during that hospital visit. Maybe it was while helping a neighbor or sharing food at the Interfaith Food Ministry when you saw the face of Jesus in the person you were helping. Maybe it was when you were helping a child to learn to read and realize something new was happening to that child as that child was seeing something new through those words. Maybe it was when you were at church and you experienced and celebrated the presence of Jesus when two or three folks are gathered in the name of Jesus Christ. Take a look around you. It's okay to look around. You take count and see who really is here. Yeah? And do you experience the risen Jesus Christ here? Do you see the face of Jesus sitting next to you in the person that's here? I know for myself, I experienced Jesus when I proclaim that God, through Jesus Christ, forgives people's sins. I experienced Jesus during Holy Communion when I get that opportunity to share bread and or wine with you and with others. I experienced Jesus when there is humor and laughter. I mean, there are times when it's a lot better to laugh than it is to cry at times. As a matter of fact, I'll state uncategorically, I've experienced Jesus here at Peace Lutheran Church. And I know some folks may doubt that, but that's the reality, isn't it? I mean, we experience Jesus here. I get that opportunity every now and then to drop in on the peacemakers, the quilters of this congregation. And I'm always amazed that the quilts that are being designed, being prepared, and the reality is Peacemakers makes quilts for those who are in need of quilts. Right now, one of their projects is providing quilts to an organization that's providing quilts to children who have been displaced by the fire in Paradise. Or, you know, it's always interesting for me to be invited to drop in on one of the women's groups. And I'll admit, I enjoy the sweets and the refreshments when I get the invitation. But many times when I drop in, one of the things that's happening in the women's group is they start talking about the women who aren't there or about what's happening to members of the congregation, and the women are praying for these folks or they're expressing their concerns for these folks. And I experience Jesus at those moments when people are concerned for one another and show their love for one another. Or one of the joys of being at worship here and other places, but here, is the value of music. You know, it's always wondrous to hear the choir or Walt just doing one of his improvs or the bell choir or the singing and to experience the presence of Christ in music. You know, Martin Luther, you know, next to preaching, he would say that the next best way of communicating the gospel is through music. I mean, you do realize Martin Luther was a musician. He composed hymns, and it was his way of communicating the good news of Jesus through music. Or where two or three are gathered in a fellowship group. You know, it's always amazing what happens over food and conversation and Jesus being present at those moments. Or, you know, being in a congregation and when folks share stories about what has happened in the life of the congregation, or stories about past members or present members, stories about pastors being shared, and Jesus is being there in the storytelling and in the narrative. Or it's always enjoyable for me as a pastor when folks here or in any congregation share with me their dreams, their hopes, their visions for the future of a congregation, and noticing how Jesus is at work in those dreams and what people hope for. Or this congregation has a fund, You may have heard of it. It's called a Mission Endowment Fund. And as pastor, I don't get a vote, but I get to sit in on the board meetings of the Mission Endowment Fund. And it's always a joy for me to sit in on these meetings because it's a board that actually spends money. And the purpose of spending the money is to support other nonprofit organizations or individuals that are in need. And there's an emphasis, as the name of the fund implies, it's for mission. It's for the use to care for other people or make things happen in the community around us. And I see Jesus at work as the board is deliberating, but also in the monies that are provided by this congregation so that this board can make those monies available to people who are in need. Together, we're making a slow transformation. The new creation of Jesus Christ is slowly breaking in. Sometimes it breaks in faster, but I notice in congregations, it takes time. So I'm willing to be a patient pastor if you're willing to be patient people, but that's, I think, what resurrection is about. We become something new, and Jesus is breaking in. A new creation is happening here at Peace Lutheran Church and really happening in our lives and in the world. Do you see it? Do you see Jesus in all that's happening around us? Do you see the risen and living Jesus Christ in the people and the world around you? Jesus is risen and alive. Jesus Christ is here. Now, simultaneously, I realize and I have to admit that there are times when it doesn't feel like Jesus is risen and alive. I mean, it certainly didn't feel like that on 9/11, I recall. Or when people hurt other people. I mean, today we've received news that 3 Christian churches in Sri Lanka have been attacked by suicide bombers. Or we remember the 20th anniversary of the shooting at Columbine High School yesterday. And when we look at the divisions within our world and in these United States, we wonder, you know, where is Jesus in all this? But yet, you know, the promise on this day, on this Easter day, is that the risen and living Jesus Christ gives us hope that the world and people can change. I mean, if we look at the history of the church, even though the church can be a busted place at times, when we look at the history of people and what the church has done and what Christians have done, you know, gives us hope that there's those possibilities and that we follow in the footsteps of those who have gone before us to be that difference in the world. And the world continues to need this good news of the risen Christ. The good news that love is still possible. The good news that there's hope. The good news that we can all make a difference in the world, even in our little small ways here in Grass Valley, Nevada County, and the surrounding areas. But all that makes a difference for the rest of the world. That's part of the message of this day. We may not feel it, we may not see it at times, but it's still at work. The reality is that God is at work, that God is creating a new creation and now breaking into the world as God has always broken into the world as part of the biblical witness. Through the resurrection, we become God's instruments in making the kingdom of God real for this world where all people can experience the risen and living Jesus Christ. Clarence Jordan, a farmer, a New Testament Greek scholar, and the founder of the Koinonia Farm, which is a religious community in southwest Georgia, said, "The resurrection of Jesus was simply God's unwillingness to take our no for an answer. God raised Jesus not as an invitation to us to come to heaven when we die, but as a declaration that God himself has now established permanent eternal residence here on earth. He is standing beside us, strengthening us in this life. The good news of the resurrection of Jesus is not that we shall die and go home to be with him, but that Jesus has risen and comes home with us, bringing all the hungry, naked, thirsty, sick prisoner brothers with him." That is what's happening. That is the good news, the kingdom of God breaking in to our lives, and Jesus makes it possible. The risen Jesus is here, present around us, among us, and in every one of us. We follow in the footsteps of the women who first came to the tomb. They shared the good news with the disciples that Jesus was no longer among the dead. Jesus is now among the living. Jesus keeps on coming into our lives and the world every day. Jesus' love permeates our lives and the world every day. So be on the lookout for Jesus. Notice Jesus. Listen for Jesus, because there's a lot of other voices out there saying no. And what we are able to say is yes to the fact that Jesus is risen and alive. Jesus is among us, and Jesus is with us today, tomorrow, and every day and always. So Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Amen.